Now, excuse me, Justice Lindemer, let's pin it down. Now, the resignation of John Swainson from the court occurred, was it in November of 76?
75.
I mean 75, quite late in the year.
It was quite late in the year, yes. My recollection is that it was November, but I can't be certain that it was that. And
and Justice Bryan would have joined the court at sometime
subsequent to that. It seems to me that it was practically into 1976 before he came on the court again. I haven't looked up any of these dates, and I don't recall. Maybe you've got it right there, Rod.
So for a period starting with the death of Justice Thomas Kavanaugh.
Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh.
And that would have been in the very early part of 75. I cannot spot it here instantly, but it would have been in February or March or April.
Yeah.
And so for the better part of a year until Justice Ryan appointed December 2nd, 75.
Okay.
I suppose he probably was seated at some time subsequently.
Yes, you see, he'd been on the bench, so he could have moved almost immediately after appointment right into the court. He didn't have to wind down a practice. He'd been a circuit court judge in Wayne County, and he moved from there directly to the court.
So there was a quite a long period of time when the court had
I think prior to my appointment prior to my taking office in June, probably Swainson had been more active on the court.
Mm-hmm.
But I know, and the only thing I know is that after I was on the court, Swainson's participation was very low for the period of time until he resigned. And as you say, that's November. So from early June through November, there was very little participation by Justice Swainson on the court. And it was, his travails were a matter of grave concern to the court as a body, and of course to the individual justices. Who knew him?
That was a most unhappy episode in the history of the tradition.
Well, you were there then.
I was in Michigan then.
Yeah, but you came after that to work for Thomas Giles.
Yes. I came in March, the 1st of March of 76.
76, okay. Okay, so that preceded you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, of course, it overhung the entire state agenda, you might say.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the conspicuousness of the office. And
but you see, Alice Swainson, Justice Swainson's wife, and my wife Becky, were members of the same art class in Chelsea, Michigan, and knew each other there. So in the early fall of 75, when we hosted the court, we invited the Swainsons to come, and didn't know whether they would or not, but they decided to, and we just had a social evening, a chance to get to know each other and spouses better and so forth.
That was prior to your appointment?
No. It was the fall of 75.
Oh, I see. I get it.
Yeah, the fall of 75. No, I was on the court at that time. And so they came, and